Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Eco Money, where we bring you the latest in sustainability and finance. Now, with an increasing drive for green finance, Stax, a Singapore fintech firm, is seeking to provide a nexus between the financial ecosystem and the real world. It's recently appointed former StanChart Singapore CEO Ray Ferguson as chairman, and he joins us now along with Benjamin So, co-founder and managing director of Stax, to tell us more about their green fintech offerings and what the year ahead holds for Stax. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us today.
Thanks, Rachel. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, great for me to be with you, Rachel. Thank you.
So first of all, Ray, once again, congratulations on your new appointment. It's great to catch up with you again. I think it's been close to a decade since we last spoke.
Very exciting and delighted to be joining the team at Stax, and look forward to sharing a little bit more about what we're up to in this segment.
Definitely. And before we get into that, Ben, perhaps you can break it down for us. What exactly is Stax rolling out at the moment?
Sure. Thanks, Rachel. So Stax is a Singapore-based fintech company, and we provide transformative technology for the financial industry. So that could include, for example, using the blockchain technology to help financial institutions settle trades in real time so that we can, you know, avoid situations like the Robin Hood and GameStop fiasco, which actually resulted from the need to post capital as the trades were not settled quickly enough. And recently, we also started to provide technology in the ESG and green finance space. So this is a growing area, and it's very important to us as a company, which resulted in us winning an award at the MAS FinTech Awards last year, which was focused on sustainability and green finance.
And we are on EcoMoney, so we're going to delve into sustainability a little bit later on. But just following on from that, Ben, perhaps you can give us some examples of how much faster trades can be settled as a result of the technology that you're providing. I know that there are some interesting statistics about the amount of money that's lost on an annual basis in terms of these types of delays.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, when we started this company, we wanted to solve a fundamental problem in the financial sector. So, which is that, you know, the financial markets have been operating the same way for the last 50 years. You could almost say that it is an old solution for an old problem that doesn't exist anymore, because this solution was meant to overcome the problem of paper securities. So now everything is electronic, but however, we're still using an old type of business model whereby we still go through a 2 to 14 day settlement cycle in a linearly dependent process. So this leads to $800 billion of capital that's being locked up every single day.
Well, that's no small change.
Yeah.
And that's quite a significant. So that was that the inspiration, as you mentioned, behind the founding of Stax?
Yes, of course. We are quite fortunate to also have people like Ray, okay, who are very experienced in the financial markets, to share with us such insights. And as we just saw recently in the Robin Hood fiasco, you know, such failures can actually potentially affect everyone. It's not just the financial institutions, but down to the, you know, end client right away. So therefore, you know, with such technology, we hope that just beyond beyond the immediate efficiencies and cost savings in reconciliation and workflow automation, we may be also looking at a future model where settlements can be made quicker and more flexible. Instead of waiting 2 days to 14 days, we could possibly even look at unlocking the massive amounts of capital by allowing efficient settlements.
Right. And you mentioned Robin Hood. So I'm just going to ask you one more question on that really quickly. We have seen a huge shift this year, a move from retail traders. They're really looking to make their money work harder for them. A lot of people working from home, they've got a little bit more time on their hands. So we've started to see this Reddit Robin Hood retail trend. How do you see this impacting the markets, and how does that relate to Stax and what you do? And I guess the demand for the products that you're offering?
Yep. I think it forces the entire industry to embrace technology, and especially in the year of, you know, the pandemic last year. So I think it's really great for us as a technology firm, because the institutions also recognize the need to serve their clients better. And it also speaks to the point that the entire plumbing system needs to get, you know, modernized. And that's exactly what we're trying to achieve at Stax.
Ray, bringing you back into the conversation, what do you hope to achieve in your new role at Stax?
Well, Rachel, I'm really thrilled to be joining Stax, particularly at this time. I've been really impressed, and I've known Ben for several years, but what he and the team have been doing, and I think we're getting a bit to a pivot point where innovation around the use of blockchain technology in the financial sector is now the way forward for what is an old industry with antiquated back-end legacy infrastructure that, as Ben said, was built for a paper era. A lot of the front-end activities now move digital, but the back-end hasn't moved with it. And I mean, the Robin Hood uproar is just a small example of this. And, you know, I'm very familiar with this sort of infrastructure that the financial sector runs on after all my time, running scale financial institutions, including Stanchart here in Singapore as CEO for many years. So, we can get into a little bit more about the application here, but I think a massive pivot point, and that combined from my side with really the opportunity to work with a great team here. I've learned over my career, and particularly my recent few years as a chairman, that if you're going to be a good chairman, you need to also work with a great team. And I'm really quite impressed with the way that the whole Stax pieces come together and the qualities they've shown.
And driving it down, Ray, part of your new role will be to embark on a fundraising later this year to scale the business. Can you share more on where those funds will be channeled and growth plans for Stax?
Certainly. Like, I think fundraising is always going to be a part of any company's strategic roadmap, particularly as you're building and scaling. And right now, at the moment, we've got good amount of existing funding for the near term from the current shareholders. And our objective right now is probably more about getting bigger strategic investors involved to allow the business to scale with financial institutions, exchange companies, and other financial ecosystem players across the world. So recently we've been been delighted to bring on PwC in Singapore as a strategic investor, and this is an example of a firm that has a truly global network that will allow us to help us scale and be present with customers in the bigger financial centers outside of Singapore.
We're speaking with Ray Ferguson, chairman of Stax, and Benjamin So, co-founder and managing director of Stax. And Ben, bringing you back in as well, can you tell us more about your green Stax technology? We are on eco money after all.
That's great. So green Stax is actually our platform that we have developed on our blockchain core. So it allows for physical green financing use cases to now be integrated seamlessly to the financial institutions and their financial infrastructure. You know, because right now there's an increasing drive for green finance. So we do need to provide a nexus between the financial ecosystem and also the physical world. So now, for example, green bonds and green loans can be digitally issued in a more flexible, cost-effective and rapid manner, while the management and disbursement of these loan proceeds can be enforced by the use of smart contracts. Lastly, through the use of APIs, third-party technologies in the physical world like IoT or satellite or any data source can now be integrated to the blockchain to monitor such assets so that everything can be transparent for impact monitoring.
And just on from that, how have you seen the market change over the past year, and how do you see ESG and going green shaping the sector going forward and perhaps tying in with your product offerings?
Yeah, so over the past year, we have seen that institutions have embraced digitalization in general proactively. So there's been a greater rate of adoption of technology solutions. So particularly in the area of ESG and green. Mm-hmm. So I think we are very lucky to be in Singapore, whereby we can see that the government, in particularly the MAS, taking the lead with various schemes. So last year, they announced the green bond and green loan scheme. And also, MAS also announced schemes that will support fintech that will be able to provide green technology to the financial industry.
Ray, and just to get your perspective as well, how do you see ESG really shaping the fintech sector going forward?
we're definitely, it feels to me that 2021 is a major pivot point on the overall ESG agendas in financial institutions. We've got the COP summit coming up towards the end of the year in Scotland. We're going to see more lenders just walking away from fossil fuel financing, not just coal. We're going to see the advent, I think, of a lot of policy coming out the back end of COVID, rebuilding jobs around what is now being talked about as sort of green collar jobs and trying to prioritize government investment in that area. We're going to see, I think, China re-emerge with the Belt and Road, but in a more sustainable way once COVID issues are out of the way. And I think that, you know, right across the board, this means that the consciousness of a green agenda in financial institutions is absolutely right at the top as a board level top priority, driven all the way down, balanced by what's going on in the wider economy with government stimulus around this whole agenda.
And tying in with that, how do you see blockchain transforming financial markets going forward, and do the two come hand in hand?
Well, absolutely. Blockchain, as Ben has mentioned earlier in the slot, that there's a huge amount of capital being locked up every single day in the clearing system and multiple layers of processing. There's also something in the region of $300 billion been spent just on transaction costs. And if this can be rewired and rebuilt using a distributed ledger, blockchain based solution of the sort that we're building at Stacks, then a lot of that cost and friction in the world will just disappear and be able to be redeployed in a lot more productive way of being sort of separate from government. I don't believe that is going to be feasible going forward.
Can you share with us more on what's in the pipeline, or what can we expect from Stacks in the next few months?
Yeah, definitely. So in general, it will be bigger projects revolving in general industry-wide adoption of technology that will result in better risk management, efficiencies in workflow, automation, freeing up of collateral capital, and just general ability to fulfill the ESG mandate more effectively.
In what way? Where will you be focusing on next for ESG?
So there will be a few focuses, like example, use of smart contracts to manage the use of proceeds in green bonds and loans and assets, for example. And of course, better tracking of the impact and monitoring of deliverables on the immutable blockchain.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's been wonderful to join you today, Rachel.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking.
Thanks, Rachel.
Ray Ferguson, Chairman of Stacks, and Benjamin So, Co-Founder and Managing Director at Stacks, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.